This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello everyone, this is Piotr Mahacz once again doing a AppleVis Podcast about a game. This time it's going to be a cross-platform game that obviously, because this is AppleVis, I'm demonstrating on a Mac. And it's called Dark Defender. So what is it about? Well, it's based on the old 80s, I believe, Atari, or maybe it was Midway. Well, it's an 80s arcade game called Defender, which is all about shooting things, shooting enemy alien spaceships that are coming down to pick up astronauts from the surface of small planetoids. And your job is to get those ships before they pick up the humans, the astronauts. But in case they do pick them up, you can rescue them if you shoot them down fast enough. If you don't, those alien ships will mutate and they'll get much harder to kill. So your job is pretty much just to survive. You can get the game for free from guilevi.tdrealms.com. That's guilevi.tdrealms.com. And it's a very simple site. It doesn't have much on it except Dark Defender, so you should not have a problem. You can either get the Mac version, the Windows version, if you happen to be listening on Windows and look at AppleVis because you only have an iPhone, or you can play it inside the web browser, which right now only works in Google Chrome. Maybe other web browsers will work at some point. The main issue behind that is the fact that all the sounds in the game are FLAC, and most web browsers except Chrome and I believe Firefox do not support FLAC on the web at the moment. But that might very well change in the near future. But anyway, if you don't use Chrome and you prefer to use Safari, which I can definitely see why you would on a Mac, you can just get the Mac version. It's a DMG. You get it, you drag it into your applications folder. And then if you have Gatekeeper turned on, you will need to give the app permission to run. So either disable Gatekeeper from the system preferences, or if you open the game and you get an error that says this app is from an unidentified developer and your computer is set not to open such applications, simply open the context menu on the program with VO Shift M and select the open option. You will get another warning, but this time you should just be able to click open anyway. And at that point, the game will start and your Mac will no longer ask you. It remembers that you have given this particular app permission to work, and it will do that. It's a web game written using the Electron framework, and I think you might very well see more games like this in the near future using this system, which allows you to make very capable apps and games that are cross-platform. And we definitely need more games on the Mac. So I'm going to fire up the game and give you kind of an idea of how to play. You can kind of see what you need to do to get set up, because I have seen some comments on the AppleVis site from people that weren't sure how to get the game to work very well. So let's go ahead and find the game here in my applications folder, and I'm going to hit Command O to open it.
Open. Dark Defender web content.
And the game opens up. It says Dark Defender web content, and this is a point where you want to make sure that your quick nav is turned off. I'm going to turn this down a bit because of the music. Now you're in the main menu and you can use the up and down arrow keys to navigate, and by default the game will use an Aria Live region, if you know what that is, which means that it will speak with voiceover. So if I arrow through this menu now,
start game.
We can start the game.
Start tutorial.
Start the tutorial, which currently doesn't exist, so this podcast will kind of serve as one, I suppose.
Learn sounds.
This is kind of self-explanatory. You can go in here and figure out what sound means what.
Game settings.
Game settings allows you to do, I think, one gameplay tweak.
Speech settings.
And speech settings. So the thing is that while voiceover is on, it interferes with the arrow keys. For example, pressing right and left arrow quickly one after another might accidentally turn on quick nav. I have also seen the up or down arrow keys not repeating the right way, which causes problems. This game is 80% played using the arrow keys. So you want to have voiceover off. Now you might be confused how you would want to do that, because if you turn voiceover off, you won't have speech. Well,
game settings.
The first place you want to visit is speech settings, so we'll just down arrow to it.
Speech settings.
Press enter.
TTS configuration.
down arrow again.
Speech output method, selector, aria.
And we have to switch this to WebTTS. So I'm just going to hit left arrow to change this selection.
WebTTS.
Which now switched to using Alex.
WebTTS rate, slider, 100.
And you can kind of hear this is already a little slow, but this is why you have this rate slider. And again, left and right arrow will adjust this.
So we just increase this. 210. 180.
To about here, I would say. This should be understandable to most people.
Back to main menu.
And that solves your speech problem. Now, you can turn voiceover off and not worry that you won't have any speech.
Voiceover off.
I have just done so, and I'm going to arrow through.
Start game. Start tutorial. Learn sounds. Game settings.
And as you can hear, we still have speech. This setting is remembered, so you should only have to do this once, at which point the game will remember your choice from then on. So let's go into game settings really quick here.
Game settings. Game configuration. Abduction warning type. Selector. Speech. Back to main. Off. Speech. Sound.
So you have options for off speech and sound. I will explain how abductions work in a moment when we actually get into the game. But the basic gist of it is that this controls how you get alerted if you're far away from a ship, because the maps get kind of big. You won't be able to hear every ship at once. And the ship manages to pick up a human. You get a warning telling you where exactly that ship is. So it can be done with speech. It will just tell you the coordinates of where it took place. Or it might use sounds to show you in a stereo field how far you are from that ship. If this sounds confusing, well, I'm going to show you how this
back
works in the
menu.
Game in a moment.
Abduction, speech.
So I'm going to keep this on.
Back to main.
On speech
back to main, main menu. Start game. Start tutorial.
And we're going to go into the learn sounds menu, and I'm going to kind of show you how the different sounds work.
Learn sounds. Learn sounds.
So once again, this is an up and down menu where you can press enter on a sound to hear it. This game uses both stereo positioning, so pan from left to right to show you stuff, as well as pitch to represent height, because you can move both left, right, up and down, and so can the enemy ships. So this learn sounds menu has a feature where you can use the left and right arrow keys on any sound to change its pitch, so you can get an idea how it sounds like when the object is below you, which would make its pitch lower, or above you, which would make its pitch higher. By default, the pitch starts at the level where you're lined up with something, which means you could shoot it down or rescue someone or get exploded upon if it's a bullet. So let's go through the sounds and kind of explain what they all mean.
Your spaceship.
This is your spaceship's engine. This is how it sounds like when you're going full speed, which at first you won't be. So this will change if you accelerate or decelerate.
Abductor ship.
This is the most basic enemy type, which will come down and pick up a human. So this is how it sounds like when it's just flying down. It's going to line itself up with a human astronaut on the ground, and it will slowly start to come down the screen until it makes contact with that person, at which point it will sound different.
Humanoid on ground.
This is a person. This is what the ships come to pick up. So when you hear one of those, it's very likely you will see a ship somewhere nearby coming down to pick it up. And you want to get it before it does.
Abductor transporting humanoid.
This is how it sounds like when a ship picks up a human. At that point, instead of going down the screen, it's going to start going up. And you want to shoot it down as fast as possible before it reaches the top of the screen. If it does,
mutant abductor.
It will mutate. And it will sound like this. This is the point where it will take a couple of hits to destroy, because normally it only takes 2 hits to kill one of these. If it mutates, it'll take 4. It'll start shooting faster, and it will start coming for you specifically. And if there is more of these, which can happen, it is pretty difficult to escape, because you might get caught in a crossfire, for example.
Enemy bullet.
This is an enemy projectile. If they shoot at you, it will you will hear these traveling from the right to left or left to right. If you're hearing one at this pitch, that means you're about to die, so you want to move either up or down to avoid it. You will also get a little warning beep if this happens, which you will hear in a moment when we play the game.
Falling item.
This is a falling item. You'll most likely hear it starting a bit higher up. This is probably where you're gonna hear it. And these are various things that might help you out, like extra lives, hyperspace jumps, which will move you to a random place on the screen, which can either be used to save you or quickly get somewhere if there is an abduction going on far away. Or they can give you rapid fire, which makes you shoot faster.
Falling item, back to main menu.
And that's all the sounds in the learn sounds menu. There is actually a couple more sounds that you only get to hear
start game.
If playing the game. Now, this game does get pretty chaotic, so what I'm going to do first is play the game slowly and probably end up failing as a result to kind of illustrate some of the stuff that I was talking about. And then, when that's done, I'm going to try to play the game more normally because some people might find it easier to hear how the game is supposed to work. So we go to start game, and right away the game is going to start. And we can already hear there's a ship coming. I can use the up or down to adjust my height, which sounds like this, and I can use the number of 1 through 5 to change my speed. You're always moving in a horizontal direction. Right now, I'm moving right, and I'm lined up with a ship, which is why it's beeping. It's coming to get a human. It has now picked it up, and it's traveling up. So I'm gonna follow the ship up, and shoot it, once I hear the beep. Now I'm moving down to catch this person, although I think I'll be too late. Yeah, I was too late. You could hear the guy made a splash. So, that ship over there has already mutated, and now it's coming to get us. You're always moving in a horizontal direction, either left or right. So when you tap the right arrow, or the left arrow, you reverse your direction. So that sound means that there was a bullet that was on course with us, which would have killed us. So let's get this mutated ship. There were two of them, actually, and
two ships remaining.
We got caught in a crossfire. It's at two ships remaining. So let's again press number 5 to get go full speed. You have 4 other speed options, and if that's not enough, we can. So we picked up a human. Now we gotta drop it on the ground. So I'm just gonna go down all the way. You hear that sound? You can now fly up. There's another abduction going on, so let's go and try and find it. You can hit C to hear your coordinates in stereo, and you can hit M to hear the position of enemy ships. There was one over there, which we were able to destroy, and there was an abduction going on. I think we'll be too late to rescue that person. And you do get a bonus if you manage to rescue everyone. There was an item which I couldn't find. I couldn't get to it fast enough.
Level 2.
So we move on to level 2. You can also control your speed with A and Z for a finer adjustment. There's a ship over there. So we kill it. There's another one. I'm also playing with a bit of delay, so if I'm going to suck later on, I'm going to kind of blame it on the delay caused by recording. Alright, so we cleared all the aliens out. Drop off this human again. And now there is a mothership appearing, which will take 3 hits to kill. It shoots very fast. That thing over there, that's a mothership. Which doesn't move very fast, but it shoots faster than every other type of ship. These take 3 ships. When you kill it, it splits off into a couple of very small ships. Yeah, it splits off into a couple of smaller ships that swarm you, so you want to get them as quickly as you can before they kill you, which these did. And you can start shooting before the little beeping radar happens. This is something you kind of learn with practice. We haven't ever. there's an item.
Extra ship.
Extra ship. I just realized this version hasn't actually been updated because these items are spoken with a different voice now. Let this guy drop him off. And now we go to the mothership. So, the items you get are the hyperspace jumps. Oh, I missed that one. The hyperspace jumps, which you can activate with F at any time. Smart bombs, which you can activate with B that clear an area around you. And turbo. It's gonna shoot in a minute. We wanted to try to kind of stay away. Stay away. You don't want to be on top of any ships, because if they shoot at you, you won't have enough time to get out, get away. Ships that are coming down to pick up a human won't go after you unless you go after them. But at which point they will also start shooting you, even if they don't have anyone. Or if they haven't mutated. Also, your bullets do have getting smaller. Some kind of around this guy. So I could either go for the item or the human. I went for the human. Let's use the M key to figure out where the ship is. It's up there. I don't know if we're able to get to it fast enough. But yeah, we did. So this is going to be a perfect level. You get a little sound.
Hyperspace jump.
So that's a hyperspace jump. You get four of the three of those when you start. You can kind of see I'm not using them much. But they are kind of useful if you level need four. To get to the other side of the map. Which may not work, because they move you to a random position. You also have the turbo, which I haven't picked up any, but if you get that, you can hold down shift to go faster, which is a much safer way to get the upper side of the map. We're getting lots of
points.
So, the planet size is about 300, which means get this item.
Hyperspace jump.
More hyperspace jumps, really? That's not very helpful, but let's use one now, because we're here, and the abductions are over there. Oh, great. We just used the jump just as we got too close to him. So this guy's mutated. Well done.
One ship remaining.
That is not how you play this game.
Abduction at 232.
Well, that calls for
abduction at 184.
That would have probably called for a smart bomb.
Abduction at 130.
Him off. And now we're going to miss that item. There's no way we could have gotten both of those. I use a smart bomb there, which you can do with B, and that is why they both died at the same time.
Hyperspace jump.
Really? More of those? Oh. Where is it? Oh! There is a bit of a timing. You can memorize where the when they're going to shoot. And there's another mothership. These happen every two levels, which means we're now on level four. We're here, and their mothership is over there, so we need to turn around.
Oh,
you can pick that up. Oh, nice. You can also get shields that protect you for a couple of seconds from enemy fire. Haven't gotten any of those.
Thank you. level 5.
So yeah, with the smaller ships that split off from the larger ship, you want to kind of try to get away so you don't get like between multiple and then come in from the edges. Get over there. Oh sh- So we're here, and the abductions are over there. See, that time the hyperspace jump moved me back. Oh, there we go. That's much more helpful. And now we're going to have a serious mutation problem. Yeah, there were way too many of those. So this game really doesn't have too many kills, keys. It does, however, take quite a bit of practice to get good at. Because as far as the mechanics go, there really isn't too much you need to know. Mastering what's there is a part that takes skill. I'm not sure right now. What the hell is going on? Why can't I catch any of these? The highest I have ever gotten to, somehow, was level 10. But I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to get anywhere near that high.
Level 6.
But yeah, this game is definitely worth picking up, especially because it's free. If you have suggestions, then you can send them to your developer, who is on this site. So you can use the contact feature on Apple Viz, or by using his Twitter.
Reduction at 294.
Which he has also, and is listed on the App Directory entry for Dark Defender. You can only carry one human at a time. Oh, that's game over.
Game over. Your final score is 652,000.
Which is actually not that much. And if this happens, you cannot restart the game at the moment. So if you want to play again, you need to quit with Command Q and reopen with Command O.
Main menu.
And you're back in business. But I think we're done for today's podcast anyways. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. If you would like to get the game, once again, the address for that is Guilevi. That's G-U-I-L-E-V-I. tdrealms.com. There are download links for both Windows and Mac, or you can just go to the Apple Viz Mac App Directory entry for this game, and this is also where you can contact the developer or get his Twitter username if you have any questions. If you would like to talk to me, once again, you can use the contact form on Apple Viz. My name is Piotr Mahacz, or you can just send me an email at pitermach@gmail.com. That's pitermach at gmail.com. Or you can just send me a tweet at pitermach, just like the email address, and I'll try to respond to you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to hear from you next time.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Apple Viz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.